changes. And let's not worry about changing the world. Let's worry about changing ourselves.
We don't have any friends in the world. Yes, we live in a malchus of chesed and we have to vakar satoif. But we don't have. Ein anu lishon el al avinu shebashamayim. Person can think what he wants, vote for who he wants. Leiv malachim v'sorim b'yad Hashem. We will recognize the difficulties of the last 4 years here in this country. And people know, people have their ideas of how they want it to change in November. Good. We can daven for them. But the bottom line is, the Rebbeinu fit developed. And he doesn't want us to see spending our time worrying about those in Yonim. But put our mind to them with Hatera. Let's think for a second. All we have to keep us going is the Torah HaKadosh. How much time do we waste on a daily basis? How much time do we waste in Nourishkeit when we could add to our Limud HaTorah? How many people travel to work? On their way to work, I know how it goes here, but I know how it goes in New York. They push the button on the radio, 1010, 880, 330, 550, the news on the 8, news on the 10s. They have a promise, I'll give you 22 minutes, you'll give me a world. Okay, because I happen to disagree with that. So they were mamahir, it's on the fast lanes, they got in 22 minutes, whatever it was. All we have to hear this narishkeit. If a person travels to work, and he spends 20 minutes, half hour each way in the car, he could do that for 70 years straight, and never having to listen to the same two tapes, CDs, MP3s, whatever it is that I'm very out of touch, I'm not really up with the latest, and listen to different shim his entire life. And I have something from it. So he doesn't know what cholera killed somebody in a university in Idaho, so what? He doesn't know what happened in some strange country, so what? You know how much we could achieve? When I was a bach, I was in Petach Tikva, Eretz Yisrael. I was invited to a siyum mishnayis. The man was about 70 years old. I went to see Mishnah, oh, big deal, 70 years old, Mishnah, Mishnah, and I thought I was a Knacker. I finished it before I was 70 or 80. What was the Knacker, this person? It was the Seder HaLimud he had at traffic lights, Bali Guzman. He had Mishnah next to every light, three words, a line. It was besides the other shim we went to. He made a Siyum Shishas in the Mishnah, traffic light Mishnah. Again, I'm not saying I want you to do it, but tell you don't have to, then you can hear it. There's no excuse on you. We can go on for a long time, but there's a... Baruch Hashem, you put me in front of a clock, otherwise it's a very dangerous thing to do. Usually I make a deal with the audience that I listen to, that you're here, you both have a job. I'm here to speak, you're here to listen. If you finish first, please tell me. We have a time soon, I'd like to quickly make a scene with them as well. I'd just like to finish the one machshava. Let's bring the gula. Let's bring Mamahe the gula. Let's go home tonight and think, what can we do to be marbe b'kfoy shamayim and to be meitiv abin adam lechavir. But I'm going to do something else right now as well. And you cannot accuse me of knowing anything because I'm not, don't know anybody here. I don't know what goes on in the community over here. I'm coming as a complete outsider. I'm going to have the audacity to make an appeal. Oh, here's a Ruch Chutzpunyak from New York. But don't worry, it won't cost you any money. Oh, how's that possible? Appeal without money? Isn't this going to appeal? My appeal is for Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. My appeal is, Rabbeisai, leave the verstunken of phones in the car. I've already seen, I haven't been here that long, and wherever I go, during Meiriv, after Meiriv, before, during Mincha, even those who Baruch Hashem have the excuse that they have to use their phone because Meiriv is on the phone, when they're waiting for the Baal Tefillah or the Rav to finish, so they're ready. I stood behind someone once. They were all across the entire world. The Japanese market, the Australian market, the football score, the who knows what, the this and the other. What do we bring it into a shul for Leman Hashem? What's going to happen? So I've heard all sorts of funny excuses. My wife's in the ninth month. Oh right, before they had cell phones, we didn't give birth when the husbands were in shul. It never happened. Women only gave birth, the husband came home from work, and the moment he went to work in the morning, they would never give birth the entire day. It never happened. It never happened. For thousands of years. So start off with the beepers, way back 40 years ago. It was called the ninth month beeper gemach. The wife's 9 months had to have a beeper. Why? In case she cracks twice and she may be a sniff and she may be in labor. Run. Bittul Beis HaMedrash. You know what Bittul Beis HaMedrash means, everybody say? What's Kovod Beis HaKnesses? Why do we need the phone here? What's going to happen? If you're in the middle of davening and it buzzes and you look at it, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks? Just take a video picture. The Baruch Hu is looking at you. I know a Rav once got up and he said he was in shul and someone's phone rang and they picked up the phone and he said, V'la mashinim al tiyi sikva. And it was the rest of the davening. What's going on? Can't we make a concentrated effort, a North Miami Beach effort, leave the phones in the car? You don't have to bring, nothing's going to happen, Rabbi Yisrael. I promise you. I have a Yid who davened by me, and 7 years ago I spoke about it. He came over to me recently at a yeshiva dinner. He said, Rabbi Bam, I want to tell you something. It's 7 years I haven't brought my phone to shul. I said, I wish I could be as good as I say. I sometimes do forget. I've also been embarrassed. I forgot to turn my phone off. But I'm trying. Let's try. Eman Hashem, Sefer Torah. What are we doing? Who are we connecting with? People text. You see, by Chasna, once at a Chasna, it was the most beautiful sight. I saw there were five people in a row, and everyone was like this during the chuppah. Everyone. There's a mitzvah, you maybe have to stand up even during the chuppah, the whole discussion, the place, what's going on? We became so attached. Let the Beis HaMedrash be a Beis HaMedrash. Because our tefillahs will be different. If we don't have it with us, our tefillahs will be different. Because we'll be able to finally concentrate. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Gimel speaks about Bittul Beis HaMedrash. It gives an example. The Chachamim were discussing whether they brought Eish into the shul to make a bracha boimer or Eish, whether one person should say or everyone should say. And the maskana was everyone should say, because if one person says, they have to wait for him to say and answer Amen, and that's called Bittul Torah. And the same Gemara says that they stopped saying, bless you, Asusa in the Beis HaKnesses. Why? Good Bittul Torah. Excuse me. Asusa, one word, 1 second, that's Bittul Torah. That's what Gemara says. So let's just recap quickly before we go over time. And the Rebbeinu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya, that we should taka not have a Tisha B'Av, Toshinayim Beis. Let's remember that we should do the mitzvahs b'simcha, with Islavos and not by rote. Let's remember Israel Lachshov Rega Echod if Nation Medabrim, to stop and think before we speak. Let's remember that things happen to Kaisel, we should feel bad about it and act when something happens. And when a car crash happens after Seoul and the whole family is wiped out except for one girl, we should be crying bitter tears and be macabre ourselves something then. At that moment. The voice is telling me something. Not just say Biderach Oilam, because that's Achzorius voice. Let's remember what the Rebbeinu Shem wants from us, to be mar b'sholom between ourselves and our families, to be mar ba'av achav b'sholom v'reus. Let's remember that with time when the tumah is there, we know this is the gula is coming, and we have to do our bit to be maharit. The Rebbeinu Shem should grant you arichas yomim b'sholom beiz Hashem izbarach, that we should be zoyich ataka, kora olay moyed, that b'mheir b'yomeinu we should dance together through the streets of Yerushalayim with the binyan b'ayis shlishi, b'mheir b'yomeinu amen v'yomein. With your rishus, I want to very quickly Messiah Maseches Brachos Ayin Nishmas, the person I started with. I'm not going to give any drushes or pilpulim. Just quick question to make the seum. I'll do it as fast as I can. The last piece of Gemara says, Omer Belozer Ruchanina, Taminicham Nadim Shalom Ba'olam, Taminicham increase Shalom in the world. That's real Taminicham that you know. If there's not Shalom, it's the person not a real Talmud Chacham. Shneva V'chol Benayich, Nibudi Hashem V'rav Shalom Benayich, Atikr Boinoich, Atikr Boinoich, Atikr Boinoich, Shalom Rav, Lo'ev, Yisrael Sechav, Enom Nichshol, Yishon lechem shalva masech. Lamana chayv rei adam b'nashon. Bochel amam beis adonoy dinah vakshu toivloch. Adonoy reis namo yitin adonoy yivrekhs namo shalom. Hadonoch masech as bochel hadonoch. Dachem masech as bochel hadonoch. Nam sech masech as bochel shalom loy maldin lam mehosi. Hadonoch masech as bochel hadonoch. Dachem masech as bochel dat chalom. Nisnash masech as bochel nisnash shalom loy maldin lam mehosi. Hadonoch masech as bochel hadonoch. Dachem masech as bochel dat chalom. Nisnash masech as bochel shalom loy maldin lam mehosi. Yishon lechem adonoy yivrekhs namo shalom. Chayv shalom masinu lam azevet yivmonu lam habo. Chanim apo. Romi apo. Rachmo apo. Khoyba pa, be moy ba pa, rakhma pa, rakhma pa, sukhma pa pa. Adar pa pa, dar pa pa. I don't know if you some finu fi some gashay, but you rakhma kono tsayt tsayt kampo so, kono ni yudish mekhono ni sesakh, me bay khabe ni sesakh, ni mohi. Yi bibi some khu khakhna man ro shlo, lo mi hit bo shkhat ko dakh ki vom khisoni. Bo khata amen, 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 shalom et mo na 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 na